Good morning, Unity family. No, you've seen that I'm not Carlos. Associate minister, we just hold in love and light all that is occurring and know that it is well and that all of us are here by divine appointment. And we just carry on. I was listening to Tony, and I know that song, and I was so grateful that she gave the directive for us to really listen to the lyrics of that song. And that's why I said I'm always in awe of divine order, because when I was listening to Ayodele share the principles of Kwanzaa that are indeed universal, and then I hear Tony come out and speak that song, and I say, speak it, because she was talking to my spirit. I was thinking about the time of year it is. We're in the midst of our holiday season, having just celebrated Christmas, Hanukkah, Christmas. We're now in the midst of Kwanzaa. Soon it will be Three Kings Day. And all kinds of festivals of light activities are happening. And in the midst of all that is some serious turmoil that's happening. And something I love about our unity is we don't ignore that. I love that Paul says, when you see this unfolding, you see this incredible violence and the incredible injustice and the tragedies that are happening, that they are prayer requests, serious requests for healing. So we listen to Tony talk about how do we have peace and get it in the world if it doesn't start with us. And we are in prime position as Unity Truth students to be that peace on our planet, to be that love on our planet. For the hundreds of us that are here, right here and right now, when we walk through those doors of Symphony Space, we must do because now we know, even if we've forgotten. We shine our light, we speak and live our truth. And even if you don't feel you can do that, I invite you to realize that this ending of 2014, we're about to embark on the beginning of 2015. And although we can always begin again every day, it's a great symbolic representation of a time to start anew. Alan Cohen says, do not wait until the conditions are perfect to begin. Beginning makes the conditions perfect. It's about the willingness to begin again. Paul in Scripture says, I die daily, meaning I die daily to old thoughts that no longer serve me. I die daily to what I used to be that wasn't creative or productive. I die daily to what used to look like lack and limitation. I die daily to that perspective, and I take on a new perspective because we have the gift of choice to do that. We know when we turn on the television or the radio, we are bombarded by the same images over and over again. For me, when I look at it, most of it looks scary, terrible, frightening. And I realize that in some circles, that's what sells. Right? That overload of information. Sometimes I'm concerned to the point that it begins to diminish what really happened. And I don't want that to ever deaden my sensibilities of right and wrong or injustice in the world or that lives have been taken tragically. Some serious healing is to take place on this planet. And often in healing, it looks worse, appears worse, feels worse, the events that happen are worse before it gets better. And I began to think about that. And one of the reasons I believe that so is because putting Band-Aids on just doesn't work. The platitudes don't work. The injustice is not superficial. What's happened in the last couple of months in this country, in Missouri, right here in our own backyard in New York City, a long time coming. Because if the root of it isn't cleaned out, we just keep covering it over, and it happens again. Another mother loses a son, another wife loses a husband, another child loses a parent. And it doesn't matter what side it occurs on. Taking a life is not what we're here to do. What do they say? Two wrongs don't make a right. You know? They just don't. So I just wanted to say, to just hold in love and light our planet. Hold in love and light New York City. Hold in love and light unarmed citizens who no longer are here in the physical plane. Hold in love and light officers who are no longer here on this plane. Targeted, not having a direct involvement, but being the symbol of what so many of us are wondering, what's happening here? Hold in love and light our elected officials. We can do that. I don't feel I can change the world. Most I say, oh, there's so much going on, I can't do it. But at the point of Kathy, I can change Kathy's thinking, and I can change Kathy's action, and I can change Kathy's walk in the world. And so if each of us take that mantle to change our individual action, to begin, as Tony said, at home, then we can bring that to the world. New beginnings are possible. We can let the past rule us. We can let our past define our future. Or we can decide to let what we label as mistakes no longer take control of our destiny. We can do that. We have the ability to do that. We can choose to be willing to release what no longer works for us. You ever heard that statement? Maybe it's been told to you, it was told to me. Oh, forget the past and move along. Oh, forget about it. Get on with your life. That didn't particularly help me when I was grieving. I don't know if it helped anybody else. It didn't work for me. And what I've noticed in studies and in talking to people that here in this society, we don't really handle grief that well in terms of managing loss. Oh, I don't know what to say, so I won't see that person. I won't call them. I won't embrace. We have an issue with supporting those who are grieving. I have an issue with someone says, oh, man, it's been such and such a length of time. Get over it. I say, along with Reverend Robert Brummett, who wrote a book, Finding Yourself in Transition, that we can honor a loss without worshiping it. Meaning, we can honor that and know that loss happened. That hurts. Perhaps that person or that job or that home or whatever it is that you experienced in loss is no longer there. We can honor that and take that time and be gentle with ourselves as we move along. And at the same time, we can also know that that ending is actually setting up a new beginning. And so I've experienced that beginnings don't always work if I have not closed that chapter in some kind of way. If I have not recognized the ending, the hurt, the pain. He says we can truly experience a new beginning only when we have fully dealt with the ending that has preceded it. Otherwise, we simply carry unfinished business of the past into our future. And that's from Robert Brummett. You know, if we sometimes view unexpected endings as a breakdown or a failure or, oh, that went wrong, that can be temporary. But am I the only one who's looked back at some of those times when I said, oh, man, all hope seems to be gone and I just can't X, Y, and Z. And then 2 or 3 months later, something happens and something unfolds. And I sit down with myself and I think about it. And I say, oh, my goodness. If I hadn't been kicked out of that job, if the company hadn't folded, or if a relationship didn't take a different turn, I would not have found this blessing over here. Anybody? Yeah, that's a lot of people. Proof right there that an ending can happen. We can grieve that ending, but that there is hope, that there is a possibility, because every time we take a breath, it's an opportunity to take on that new thought. It's an opportunity to take on the thought of, wait a minute, I live in unlimited possibility. Yes, there's a certain kind of permanency to loss, but I am here to say what is not lost is hope. What is not lost is hope. Sometimes in that feeling of separation and confusion and being unsure of our footing, sometimes we feel like the rug has been pulled out from under us and life can just be falling around us, and it's challenging. But we can breathe through this process. We can release through this process. Even if I don't know how, I know divine wisdom in me knows how. We all have it in us. When we realize that we have the choice to say, I can begin again, right there, we're already different. In that moment of taking that stance that I'm willing, we're already different. What a blessing that is. We're entering a new place in life when we make that beginning after we've dealt with that ending. Because we all have seasons. We have seasons of the soul, right? Just like nature, something dies, something's reborn. You know? That caterpillar dies to itself before it becomes the butterfly, right? Nature is always giving us examples of rebirth, of transformation, of transition. Even in the void, that valley experience, that dark night of the soul, we're still divine. We're still made in the image and likeness of spirit. I might not be showing up as brightly as I can on Monday, but perhaps I'll look a little brighter on Wednesday. Perhaps I'll hear something or see someone or get a sign. I'm always thinking about that. Oh, show me a sign, something, you know. Bumper sticker, movie line. We were talking Wednesday night in Christmas Eve service. We all have that person or thing that will come in our view. Why? Because we have studied and we have prayed and we have meditated and we have that divine thread in us that will remind us of the truth of who and what we are. And so what happens is we know that divine movement forward is possible. We know that we have choices to make throughout all of our days. We know we can choose. Yeah, that happened. But I can choose how I'm going to react to it. I can choose to say, yes, that occurred, but, that's the only time I like to use buts. I can't say however. It doesn't define me. It doesn't limit me. It does not say I cannot X, Y, Z. It doesn't mean that. In that process of moving through that void, of moving through that time of endings, choosing to forgive ourselves for being where we are at any given point in time is an incredible tool to help us move forward, even if we're just willing to forgive the shoulds we told ourselves. And it doesn't mean condoning. It doesn't mean it was all right. It means I'm loosening that attachment. I'm loosening that bond. I'm severing that tie, and I'm moving forward. And I'm going to learn from that experience. I will let it guide me, and I cannot be bound by my past if I want to live. Not just exist, but live. Faith, hope, and love are three tools, three attributes that we can use to put these new beginnings into action. Tapping into hope that all is not lost means you're exercising your faith in the direction of the possible. It propels you forward, and that forward movement might only be in mind first. May just be an idea. But that forward movement is important. It takes you to that new perspective in thinking. It helps you think outside the box. So we have faith because we all have it. When we turn it from the inside out, it helps propel us, helps us to take an action, right? Putting feet on our prayers. Thinking from the point of possibility helps us grow. I love that this is represented in the physical also. Okay, so New Year's is happening quite soon, and you look at different shows and you listen to different people. Well, I'm going to start this diet on January 2nd, and I'm going to start this exercise program on January 2nd, because I got to have fun on the 1st. So I'm going to start this and I'll stop that. But I was thinking about that, and I said, you know, when I think about taking on new thoughts of possibility, I see that in the physical. Because when we move our thoughts in a new direction, and at the same time, we begin to move our bodies in a new direction, it does help us. It helps us grow, too. It helps us grow physically stronger. It helps us grow in stamina. It helps us become more flexible, so that as we mentally, emotionally, and spiritually be more pliable, perhaps we can physically be more pliable too. That's divine order in my book, that it all works together divinely. Dave Weinbaum says, the secret to a rich life is to have more beginnings than endings. I like that. Every time it looks like something's over, my prayer is to say, wait a minute, yes, this is an ending. That means I get a chance to start something new. That means I get a chance to have a new perspective. That means I have a chance to begin again. That means I have a chance to be the piece that I sing about every Sunday. That means I have a chance to be peaceful in my walk through life. That means I have a chance to extend an olive branch to a family member or a co-worker or the delivery person that I have not been extending love to. I have an opportunity to be that piece and extend that. I have an opportunity to bump up my hope. I have an opportunity, not hope wishfully, but hope expectantly, that I'm still here, you're still here, so there's still work to do. There's still forward movement to be done. There's still light shining to be done. There's still the possibility that we have not had our best day yet. I am for the best day yet. So in this process, in this new beginning, let's remember that today, 10 seconds from now, is a new beginning. A half hour from now is a new beginning. Don't beat yourself up if your new beginning looks a little raggedy because you're out of practice. It's okay. Just pick the pieces up and start again. Right? I want you to know with me, I forgive and open my life to new beginnings. I forgive and open my life to new beginnings. Again, I forgive and open my life to new beginnings. One more time. My entire being is renewed when I open to divine ideas. My entire being is renewed when I open to divine ideas. Again, my entire being is renewed when I open to divine ideas. One more time. My entire being is renewed when I open to divine ideas. Take a breath. Remember those principles. We have faith. Iodale talked about that. Imani, the Kwanzaa principle. We have that. We all have that. We're sitting here in unity. Umoja, I love that. I love that we're embodying these very universal principles right here. From the Buddha, there are two mistakes one can make along the path to truth. Not going all the way, and not starting. I am at the starting line right now, and I'm going to run on, as my grandma used to say, and see what the end's going to be. Namaste.
Thank you, Kathy. So now is the time when we get to focus on our gratitude. So think of some specific things you're grateful for in your life. I've got my dog. Oh my God, every day I'm grateful for my dog. Think of those things you're grateful for in your life. Simple, pure, your breath, your heartbeat, your health, this community, whatever they are. Think on those as we sing this song. God is. I am so grateful for all.
As we prepare ourselves to go in and take a deep breath and allow the chair to support you and free your laps if possible and just breathe. Feeling the gratitude for life itself. Feeling the gratitude in every cell of your being. The blessing of cleansing breath. And we give thanks right here and right now. On this, the last Sunday of 2014. To be present, to be aware of the one power and one presence that lives and moves and has its very being in each of us, God the good. Feeling the gratitude of knowing the truth of who and what we are, divine, precious creations, perfectly and wonderfully made. Nothing missing. Nothing missing. We are each equipped with everything required to fulfill our purpose in this life. As we continue to breathe, knowing that we are safe and secure in this sacred space that we have created together. Know that this is yet another beginning. Know that as we move through the next few days, counting down the hours and the minutes to the stroke of midnight for January 1st, we don't have to wait until January 1st or 2nd. We can set our intention right here and right now to begin again with new thoughts and new perspective. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, tells us you were taught to put away your former way of life, your old self. Be renewed in the spirit of your minds and clothe yourselves with the new self, created according to the likeness of God in true righteousness, meaning we can choose to have the right use of all of our gifts and talents, and in wholeness. Know that you are whole. There is nothing or no one, no event that can change the truth of your wholeness. And as we know that, and as our faith strengthens in the direction of divine possibility, we express that wholeness more fully, more brightly. Each of us is God's love and expression. We have the power to walk in love. We have the power to walk in peace. We have the power to walk in wisdom. The key is, how aware are we that we are that power? How aware are we that we are divinely expressing all the time? As you continue to breathe in deeply, know for yourself that this day is a new beginning for me. And I embrace it with enthusiasm. This day is a new beginning for me. And I embrace it enthusiasm. And with these new beginnings, we have the power to release all that no longer serves us. And as we prepare to take a moment in the silence, allow Spirit to reveal to you perhaps something, someone, some occasion, event that you can now release that will lighten your load, that will help free you to move forward and embrace your new beginning. As we take a moment in the silence, take a breath and exhale. And whether something came up or not, there's no limit on the time. The intention is placed. We have put it out into the universe and trust that all will be revealed at the right and perfect time, to allow you to move more freely, more peacefully, each and every day of your life. And for knowing the truth that we can begin again, I can be born anew, I can start over, I can reclaim all that is mine to be and to do, to have. We are so grateful. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for new beginnings. And so it is.